Welcome back to No Longer Conformed. As we continue in our study of the book of Acts, we'll be looking today in this session at Acts chapter 9, verses 20 to 31, Saul's ministry. Was Saul's conversion experience real? Well, one thing is for sure. A totally different man resulted from the vision of the risen Christ. Our text for this session reveals that the words of Jesus in Acts 9:16 were fulfilled in Saul's life. Verse 16, "For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." Saul the persecutor became Saul the sufferer. Just consider the development flow of the apostles' ministry. First, the ministry is begun, verses 20 to 22. Immediately he preached to Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on his name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Look at Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 to 17. He said, "But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. As I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries, in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus." The persecutor was preaching Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 9 and 10. "For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." So, where did he preach? Well, verse 20 says, in the synagogues, the Jewish meeting places. He used to preach against Christ there. He punished Christian disciples from there. Saul preached Christ where he previously opposed the new Christian faith. Well, what did he preach? Well, Christ, simply Christ. Not himself, but Christ. That he is the Son of God. Nothing but Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. How were the people affected? Well, verse 30, verse 21. Then all who heard were amazed and said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on his name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests?" It was great confirmation of the power of Christianity to change lives. He gained strength as he grew in Christ. He silenced all the critics, verse 22. But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Second, the message is opposed. Verses 23-25. Now after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down through the wall in a large basket. First in Damascus, then in Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him. Verse 29. What is the danger in Saul? Listen, here's the danger. One of their own was now against them, and is extremely effective. How was he delivered? The plot was revealed. So the disciples made a plan. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 32 and 33. In Damascus, the governor, under Aretas the king, was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. And third, the messenger is affirmed. Verses 30, 26 down to verse 30. Now when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him. When the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. Saul previously pursued them in hate, now in love. There was some concern. They did not believe he was a disciple. How was the problem solved? Barnabas. Barnabas opened the way for him. And Saul shared his experience and his ministry. God had legitimized his ministry by the apostles. He was accepted by the disciples. He was strong for Christianity. He was despised by the Greeks. Acts chapter 22, verses 17 and 18. Now, it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in a temple that I was in a trance and saw him saying to me, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me." The ministry that would change the world had begun. And the churches of Jesus Christ had peace. Verse 31. Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. And how did they use that time of peace? Well, it says they were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Spirit, and they were blessed with growth. The peace lasted until chapter 12 and King Herod. We'll look at that another time. But now a new ministry had begun. The most powerful ministry in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, and the building of the church. You have a great day.